I think we're recording here, guys. So I've been away for a while, and I'm going to try and come back and start doing some more podcasts. So, but I'm a bit mobile. I'm working out of my car and everything at the moment. But anyway, I just wanted to have a quick chat about this biker that went into this former Hell's Angels. Can't remember his name. I haven't read the article for a couple of days, but who walked in the Perth Mint and bought $27,000 worth of gold without, you know, no questions asked. Now, I'm going to defend the undefendable here. Like, you know, he's got tattoos all over his face. Personally, I wouldn't do that shit. I wouldn't poke no shit in my face, you know. But I'll defend to the death his right to do it. So he's covered in tattoos, but it doesn't really matter what he used to do. Like, he's a former Hell's Angels. Who cares? Like, and it said in the article he's previously, you know, been convicted of, you know, dealing drugs or something. I can't remember what it was. Maybe a bit of assault or something, you know. But when you're a Hell's Angels, that's part of life. You're gonna get done for assault. But this man did his crime and then he did his time. It's not like he bought it from in jail. You know, he didn't have his liberties taken away from him. He'd done the crime, whatever the crime was, and he did his time. So he's a free citizen after that, we would have thought. But not in this country any longer. He needs a label. We need to call him a former Hell's Angels biker. I mean, so then we can just categorize him as, well, you're always a criminal. You'll always will be a criminal. You'll never be reformed. You should be in jail if you're not. You're guilty until proven innocent. Now, point number two is, what's wrong with buying $27,000 worth of gold? Well, it says it in the ABC article. Gold's untraceable. It can be melted down. It's very easy to hide from the authorities. And these authorities, they'll have minions in there sitting behind desks deciding who's good and who's bad, and who can do things and who can't do things. Whoop, lost the camera for a second there. And it's everybody's right to go and buy a $27,000 car or a $27,000 hunk of gold or a $27,000 block of land out the back of bumfuck. It doesn't really matter. It's none of the government's business. It's none of those people in there. It's none of their business. So, you know, hooray to the guy that could walk in and do that. Because I went in there and bought $2,000 worth of silver just a little while ago, and I got the third degree. I had to have, you know, show my driver's license, where do you live, sir, and all that shit. You know, just for $2,000 worth of silver. So, yes, they're going after us silver stackers, but we've heard all this before. They can't police it. There's not enough cops in the country to go breaking in everyone's house looking for silver and gold, is there? You know, that's why they hate it, because their systems, their fiat currency is failing. So, you know, bravo to the biker. I defend the biker, the former Hell's Angel. He's a free citizen. He's walking around. He's not been convicted of anything lately. He's not in trouble with the law. He's a free citizen. You go and do that, mate. You do what you want. And Perth Mint, sell whoever, whatever. If you're in the business of selling gold and silver, and that's against your own government who owns you, priorities, then, you know, you need to privatise yourself. Get a bunch of you together and buy the damn thing. Because, you know, on one hand, the government's saying this man shouldn't have been allowed to do this. And on the other hand, they own what should be in the hands of private enterprise, a business, selling metal. That's all they're doing. And you can have all the checks and balances in the world against the average person to make it hard for them to buy what you don't deem they should own much of. But you can't. You won't have checks and balances against yourself, Mr. Government. See, the government is not Father Christmas. The government is not the devil. The government is a bunch of bureaucrats. Someone in an office somewhere is centrally planning how things should be. This always ends in disaster. So bravo. And when you read the ABC article, it starts carrying on about the Euro-Pacific Bank and how people that were in the Euro-Pacific, Euro-PAC Bank, that the Perth Mint was allowed to store their gold for them. And what it sort of worked its way around the edge of and didn't, the Euro-PAC Bank was so stringent. Now, I used to be a customer of the Euro-PAC Bank, and their compliance was so stringent that I just asked for my money back. I gave up. They wouldn't let anyone in the door that wasn't, you know, passing the Know Your Customer rules, which are, you know, unjust and an invasion of privacy. You know, we don't go and look into all these bureaucrats' bank accounts and say, well, where did you get the money from? Oh, you stole it from the PAC taxpayer? Oh, no, you didn't. You borrowed it in the name of and put the taxpayer on the hook to pay the interest. Well, you know, maybe you should be locked up for that, for theft, for living off, you know, the production of others. So no wonder they're running scared that people can walk in and buy a bit of gold and take their wealth outside of that fiat currency system and that banking system. You know, we all have to go and transfer a title through the government office to make sure that they know exactly who owns what piece of land. It's not a service. In fact, when you buy a title, the piece of paper, you can take possession of the land. You can buy the neighbor's property and do a handshake deal and pay him in gold if you like. But if you want that your name on that title, it's got to go through a government office. And that's not a service. You have to pay for it, but you don't get any service for it. You just get a piece of paper to say, we own you, and now our local council can charge you rent on your own land. So here. Let's see the Perth Mint let everybody in to buy their $1 million worth of gold and walk out and no questions asked. It's none of their business where you got the money. It's so what if you stole it? You're in the business of selling metal. That's it. And any business can discern who they sell their wares to. So good on the biker for being able to walk in there, whatever his name is. Bravo to the biker. Let's see more of it. I'll see you on the next one, guys.